This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. David makes fun, as do I, mostly so we don't cry, I suppose. But the truth is that what's in all those doorstops piling up in our Washington bureau will somehow eventually affect the actual economy. Big companies, individual taxpayers, and small businesses. Steve Presser runs a toy store out in Cleveland, Ohio. Mr. Presser, it's good to have you with us.
Hello, Kai. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, thank you. But let me ask you, as a small business owner in the American economy, how much are you following? How much do you care about the budget process in Washington?
Well, I follow it, and of course I care about it. The big question for me and most of my peers and colleagues is how it will affect us.
Well, how do you imagine it might?
Well, the question is, will it directly affect us? We're all positive about what's going on. We want to see things that are going to, of course, positively affect the small business owner, but we're not sure how far down it will trickle down to us.
So we're talking about things like discretionary income. We're talking about sales tax increases. I mean, what are we talking about?
Hey, keep going. You're yes and yes. All the factors, absolutely. You know, health care, all the big buzzwords affect the small business person just like it affects the big one.
You know, much has been made of the fact that Democrats in the Senate have not come up with a budget for 4 years. The president's budget that came out today is 2 months late. The Republicans proposed the same budget basically this year that they did last year. How do you, as a guy who actually has to run a business, how do you do your budget?
Do our budget. You know, it's like anything else. We all have to try to get as creative as we can with budget making. And, you know, there are so many obstacles to budget. My small business, like the government's large business, we have to do cuts. We have to decide what is important, what will move our business forward and ahead in the next days, the next weeks, the next years, and hopefully grow it into the next decade to come.
Do you have any faith that the people who are actually doing all the budget talking in Washington today, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell or the President of the United States, do you have any faith that they have you in mind?
Boy, you got me on that one. Do I have faith? I'm a superior optimist. I'm a surrealist. How's that one? I do have faith. Do I believe that they're really listening to the small person on Main Street? I think they're not listening enough.
How is business for you?
It's actually picking up, so I'm smiling right now. Cleveland is in the Rust Belt. We've taken it on the chin for many years, but we're growing tremendously because of the health and educational fields in our community. And I'm starting to see people spend a little bit more money in my store. I said before, I'm an optimistic person. I'm now smiling, so I'm a little bit more optimistic than I was 2 years ago.
Good to hear. Steve Presser, he owns a toy store in Cleveland, Ohio. It's called Big Fun Toy Store. Mr. Presser, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Kai, it's always a pleasure.